This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1944. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. First and foremost, shortwave. On this edition, recorded August 21st, Alaska, Albania, Australia, Brazil, Canada, China, Cuba, France, Germany, Korea North, Kuwait, Mexico, Mongolia, Nigeria, Peru, South Carolina, Tonga, Ukraine, USA, unidentified, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, reporting to the IRCA list at Hardcore DX, Ken Waters says on August 16th or 17th, I was doing a band scan on my car radio near Eureka, California at 1245 UT and heard Russian on 850 kHz, which means that could only have been KICY in faraway Nome, Alaska. It's 50 kilowatts and may have been operating non-directionally, although previously they were directional toward Siberia during certain hours. Checking the listings and the maps, I conclude that 850 should be a great DX frequency on the West Coast once KOA Denver fades out. There's only one other station west of KOA in the conterminous USA, and that's KHHO Sports Format in Tacoma, Washington. If you get past that, you could hear Alaska or maybe Hawaii. There's another station there in Hilo on 850. The Radio Tirana Albania relay to North America via WRMI has been restored. Mark Cody in Ontario was hearing it on August 15th at 0238 on 9395. And I was hearing it August 18th during that same semi-hour, although some rock music toward the end made me suspect it was not Radio Tirana until I heard their interval signal. Another relay via WRMI is RAI in Argentina. Their Italian hour at 22 UT is putting a good signal here on 9395, August 16th. It had been only on 7780, but the schedule shows it's now on both frequencies. However, the previous hour in German starting at 21 is still on 7780 only. These are Monday through Friday. All I can expect here in deep North America to hear from the low-power Australian on 5055, 4KZ, is a just barely audible carrier. But on August 8th, I did detect that carrier stopping at approximately 11:57:11 UT. It's been on a timer before and was cutting off considerably earlier, but Ron Howard had noted that the cutoff time would change to a few seconds earlier from one day to the next. And he follows up on that, working from the new slightly later time to start with. On August 17th, it went off at 11:56:20. On August 18th, Dave Valquin, Pennsylvania, told him it went off at 11:56:15. Ron says on August 19th, it was 11:56:09.4. And on August 20th at 11:56:04.7. He, however, is able to hear it well as early as 09:50 UT with a variety of music. Now the other one on 4835 Aussie Radio. On August 17th, Ron says at 12:03 he was hearing a humming and buzzing sound and wasn't sure whether it was that station or the other one on the frequency All India Radio in Sikkim. And Mauno Ritola in Finland says Sikkim does indeed put out these buzzes. Ron then heard from Craig Allen, the owner and operator of Aussie Radio, who said, I have no buzz, just perfect processed audio. On August 18th, Ron says, even with very poor reception, 4835 at 0905 UT, he definitely heard Waltzing Matilda, the only detail he could make out, meaning it was Aussie Radio, and that early, no humming or buzzing sound, which he's only hearing much later. I mentioned last week that from 14 to 20 UT, overnight local time, Aussie Radio is carrying a station from Tasmania, Pulse FM. And here's more about that from Dr. Hans-Jürg Biener, checking Wikipedia. Pulse FM is managed by Josh Agnew, who was age 12 when he began in 2017, but he is now 14 years old. It's a youth narrowcast radio station primarily targeting people from 15 to 30 years old living in the Tasmanian broadcast area. A youth-oriented hot AC music format of the 90s, complying with the Australian Communications and Media Authority's narrowcast programming restrictions. Tim Gaynor of Unique Radio in New South Wales says he's hoping to reactivate his own transmitter soon on 2368.5 kHz and maybe later on 5045, some of the frequencies available for this kind of service in Australia. Meanwhile, he's continuing with transmissions via WINB in Pennsylvania. He's hoping to get some reports about a DRM test on Fridays between 11 and 12 UT on 15670. Then on Saturdays, he has 2 hours on WINB, 11 to 13 UT on 9265. And that includes a new relay of the International Radio Report of Sheldon Harvey from CKUT in Montreal. That's at 11:30 UT on Saturdays, 9265, followed by another broadcast of Hobart Radio International at 1200. Daniel Williams in Brazil forwards news to HCDX from the Rádio Escutas group that Rádio Cultura de Araraquara is reactivated on 3365 with 1 kilowatt starting August 17th between 21 and 03 UT. Actually, it's on 3365.1, according to Mauno Ritola in Finland and Dave Vaco in Pennsylvania, but they really need to use remote receivers in Brazil to hear it better. And by the way, Daniel Williams says he's acting as QSL manager for this and a number of other Brazilian tropical band stations. In the ODXA group, Mark Cody in Ontario says he was surprised to hear an English ID on 9665 from Brazil's Rádio Voz Missionária. You're listening to RV radio, they said, between hymns at 2330. It's always off frequency. Actually, I measured it on 9664.887, August 21st at 0253. Ron Howard in California was surprised to hear the English language program from Voice of Strait China, 4940, at 0941 UT, Saturday, August 18th. So is that a timing change? He had been hearing it at 15 UT, but that's too late in the summer for propagation. And the answer comes from Hiroyuki Komatsubara in Japan, who says the new timings for Focus on China are Saturday at 09:30 and 14:30, 25 minutes each. The unfortunately chosen new frequency for Radio Marti, 11860, starting August 13th, continued to collide with Radio Havana Cuba, already on that frequency, starting at 1930 UT. Cuba soon started jamming the frequency as well, when Marti starts slightly after 1400. And this would even leave Cuba to jam itself if they don't get the jamming turned off in time. And, of course, that's a poor choice for them to have to make, jam both stations or jam neither. However, on Saturday, August 18th and Sunday the 19th, Radio Marti was gone again from 11860, leading me to wonder if they had caught on and decided to move, but I couldn't find them anywhere else. But they were back in force on Monday, August 20th, so it appears Radio Marti intends to use 11860 only on weekdays, and the collision with Radio Havana Cuba continued. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reports Dandal Kura Radio International, the target broadcast for Chad in Nigeria, on an unscheduled frequency, 9620, August 17th, between 05 and 06 UT. That's via France, as well as on 7220, which is a scheduled frequency. The same thing happened on August 21st, but there was what he calls self-digital jamming. Now, 9620 has been scheduled to start at 06 UT 1 hour later with the Algerian relay via France, so we're not sure if this is deliberate or a switching error. Brother Scare has repurchased all the available time on Channel 292 Germany 6070, at least through the end of August. But there's still a few other programs on their website scheduled. Alan Gale in England says a new fortnightly talk format program called Die Schleichfahrt starts Monday, August 20th at 20 UT for 60 minutes, following the regular weekly DARC radio broadcast. Not sure what it's all about. I ran the title through Google Translation and it came out Creep Speed. So there you have it. However, Alan Gale follows up, it was a no-show because Brother Scare was already on the air during that hour from 20 UT. Rick Barton in Arizona notes that another frequency change for Shokaze or Seabreeze from Japan about North Korean abductions, the 13 to 14 UT broadcast. On August 18th, he was hearing on 6165, replacing 7215, and also on August 19th. Ivo Ivanov says the change happened on August 16th, and the repeat broadcast at 16 UT has made the reverse change from 6165 to 7215. In a complicated schedule, it's in Japanese, Korean, or Chinese, and English is expected to be aired only on Thursday's half-hour program twice. In the Michigan ARE tip sheet, Kenneth Vito Tsiki reports on DRM from Radio Kuwait, 15540. On August 14th, English talks about a sport hero in a program called Youth Impact, then hippie-hop pop music. He says also decoded a bit with Sodi Ra's built-in DRM decoder, but not as reliable. In stereo, 17.46 kbps, and bopping between 50 and 20 dB signal to noise, with everything above 16.5 decoding well. There was lots of skipping, but better than usual, with about 8.5 minutes decoded during the 10 minutes I listened. That was starting at 19:42 UT. Meanwhile, I ran across an off-frequency signal standing out like a sore thumb, 5959.878, August 21st at 0244 Middle East Music and in Arabic. That must be Radio Kuwait, nominally 5960 from 02 until 09, but previously reported, and also on the same date, by Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria as approximately 5959.8 between 02 and 0625. Luis H. Esquivel in Pomona, California tells me that XEROK 800 in Juarez, Mexico has been Christianized. August 19th, a religious format as Onda Cristiana 800 AM, La Frecuencia Evangelica de Ciudad Juarez, playing Spanish Christian music. But at 0730, they still ran their old ID mentioning being the home of the best grupera music, so maybe they haven't had time to work on a new official ID to go with a new format. But I wonder if it's really a full-time format. XCROK 800. Radio Cañon used to be its name. You are listening to the non-commercial, non-governmental, non-corporate, non-musical, non-historical, non-hyped, non-religious, non-communist, and no-nonsense media program, World of Radio, also bringing you the website with the same characteristics, worldofradio.com, and the publication you may reach via that website, DX Listening Digest. Our thanks this week for financial support from Steve McGreevy, N6NKS, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. and said, your longtime contributions to the radio and DXing community are par excellence, Glenn, and I hope this helps DX Listening Digest keep on going. One may also contribute via money order or check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Ron Howard, California says, Mongolian Radio 3 presumed on 7260. August 14th at 10:35, a segment with on-air phone conversations. 1059 Pop Music. Stronger Than China underneath, which is mostly announcers in Chinese. Mongolia is heard here daily, and it's not difficult to tell them apart. Nothing, however, on that date from the rare 60-meter frequencies in Mongolia, 4830 or 4895. Voice of Nigeria has been missing lately. The usual big signal in Houseland 06UT, not heard August 18th or 21st, just below 7255. Eleanor in England says their DRM service was also missing August 16th from 15120 between 18 and 1930. From his online research, Dr. Hans-Jörg Biener in Germany concludes that Radio Tawantinsuyo, Cusco, Peru, is no longer active on shortwave 6173. It was last reported in February. Actually, it was more like 6173.9, and now that he mentions it, I've not heard any carrier there lately, but it was rather rare. But Aker Petersen in Denmark replies that it had been reported in April and June on 6173 and saw that the website is for sale. But he tried listening via a remote receiver in Brazil and confirmed it is still on the air, with an ID at 2156. TBC in Tonga was reported with an incredibly good signal on 1017 kilohertz by those de-expeditioners on the coast of Washington, headed by Gary DeBock. And this may be why Mike Terry forwards a rather confusing story from Radio New Zealand. Tonga's TBC strengthened by new digital transmitter. A new AM transmitter has been commissioned, in a move that is expected to strengthen disaster preparedness. The TBC AM frequency is the only one accessible everywhere in Tonga. The CEO for the ministry responsible for disaster management, Paula Mau, said the new digital transmitter marks an important step towards implementation of an enhanced and complete early warning system for the whole country. Digital? Surely she does not mean DRM or HD IBOC, rather a modern transmitter with some digital components but still transmitting in ordinary analog. Unless digital receivers are being handed out to all Tongans. But the de-expeditioners in Washington or Oregon were hearing it in ordinary analog. The RNZ story says the new transmitter was funded by the World Bank Pacific Resilience Program to the tune of $440 kilodollars U.S. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria has been reporting what he calls a Russian pirate Radio Europe on shortwave. In the daytime, such as August 15th at 0858 and 0950, varying between 5831 and 5833. They speak in English, Russian, Polish, and German. He does not attribute it to Russia or Ukraine, but in Rustyx, they attribute it to Ukraine, as some EQSO cards have been received from a Ukrainian free station. 5832 was the frequency reported. The nominal on the QSL card is 5835. Piotr Skorek in Poland says the transmitter site is in the Hoverla Mountain area in western Ukraine. Last week's news that next year's fiscal budget by acting President Trump calls for eliminating WWV, WWVB, and WWVH has drawn a lot of reaction from the shortwave community. The White House, at least, has put up a petition for those who want to preserve it. It's at petitions.whitehouse.gov. It's titled Maintain Funding NIST Stations WWV WWVH, as Kevin Cousins point out to the ODXA group, as does Mike Terry to our group. However, it seems 100,000 signatures are needed by a certain deadline in order for President Trump to notice. And the deadline is September 15th, with only 96,000 to go. Sean Travers also sent an objection direct to WWV headquarters. Here's their email address, nist.radio@boulder.nist.gov. The following thanks to former Voice of America White House correspondent Dan Robinson. BBG is renaming itself. The Broadcasting Board of Governors will be called the U.S. Agency for Global Media. There are many jokes about this on FB pages populated by current and former VOA employees. Management put out a note inviting people to an August 22nd unveiling of the new name and embargoed the announcement. However, the name was mentioned during the last global town hall held by John Lansing many weeks ago. Dan also refers us to the BBG Watch website, which is ever critical, dealing with this subject, attributed to the person who goes by the moniker The Federalist. The only thing worth celebrating is eliminating the BBG and the replacement of Lansing and Amanda Bennett, the hapless Voice of America director. This is a non-event because it leaves in place the same people responsible for wrecking the agency and its mission, including a bloated and generally incapable and incompetent bureaucracy. A name change does not equate with improvement. Also, sources report a planned closed event to be held at a public location, the National Press Club in Washington, on Wednesday, September 12th. Calling for a large closed meeting at the otherwise public venue on topics dealing with the U.S. government agency shows an extreme lack of sensitivity and judgment. The presentation is supposed to acknowledge changes to the global media environment in which information is being weaponized and press freedom is in decline. And Dan Robinson adds this. Meanwhile, VOA English Division was eliminated. That's a development that has some big significance, but alas, in these days when all they care about is putting additional notches, which are actually non-existent, on their language service social media hit list, the disappearance of a major division in an organization that once was at the top in delivering English content gets nary a whimper. The World of Radio broadcast on WBCQ 7490 last Wednesday, August 15th at 21 UT, was missing because of lightning. The station had to go off the air for a while. However, we heard from Tom Roberts that we were aired at the unexpected time of Thursday, 23:30 UT on 7490, following his new program, Biblical Perspectives, at 2300. Let's hope this continues. We don't know if that was just a temporary replacement or a new time for World of Radio. 7490, Thursday at 2330. Also, Jake Longwell of Global Community Radio says he's happy to report that the station in Aguadulce, California, KLQSLP 96.7, has returned to the air after being silent for some time with equipment problems. It's a 24/7 relay of Global Community Radio Channel 1, thus including World of Radio, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m. Pacific or UT Mondays at 0100. Artie Bigley found a two-minute video report from a station in Maine, WAGM-TV, about WBCQ's new antenna project. It's an interview with Alan Weiner and some shots of the construction going up. You can probably find it by searching on Monticello or WBCQ at www.wagmtv.com. And there's also a direct link, of course, in the new issue of DX Listening Digest, number 18-34, via worldofradio.com when published. WTWW transmissions continue to be quite erratic, especially on the new frequency, 15809.938, and it's always that far off frequency below 15810. It was on the air Saturday, August 18th at 1934 with Classic Rock amid a ham program from Huntsville. How well it is heard, or whether you hear it at all, depends very much on propagation. We can only hope there will be some sporadic E enhancement. 5085 was supposed to be carrying Theater Organ in the Ozarks at a new time, Saturdays at 2330 UT, and maybe also on 15810. But it was a no-show on August 18th. Instead, more rock music. Meanwhile, the WTWW number one transmitter for Scriptures for America has been missing for hours or days at the time, from 9475 or 5830. Making a lot of news this week was this story from the Washington Post via David Cole, originally headlined, FCC shuts down Alex Jones' pirate flagship radio station. However, it was later revised after Jones' objections. It's not really his flagship. It just happens to be in the same city, Austin, Texas, and they carry his program among others. It's called Liberty Radio on 90.1 megahertz, an FM pirate, which has been going for a long time and fighting the FCC. Another story about this, dated August 17th via Artie Bigley from National Public Radio, says the U.S. government says operators of a pirate radio station that has been known for airing conspiracy theorist Alex Jones' program must pay a $15,000 FCC penalty for broadcasting without a license. The station's operators have rejected the demand and accused the Federal Communications Commission of trying to run a bluff. To collect the debt, the Justice Department recently filed a civil suit against Walter Olenek and M. Ray Nadler Olenek, demanding the married couple pay the FCC's penalty for willful and repeated violation of U.S. law. They're accusing them of operating a pirate radio station, Texas Liberty Radio, unlicensed at least since 2013. The couple also seem to assert rights reserved for foreign states, telling the FCC, "We expect that letters so addressed would more properly come from your company's international bureau." It's unclear whether Olenek and Nadler Olenek might adhere to the belief, long held among some Texans, that the state should operate as a republic rather than as a full member of the United States. The FCC penalty has now gone unpaid for 4 years, and the Justice Department filed a civil suit in federal court last week to collect the debt. We're not sure this is legit, but in case it is, this from Mauna Ritola, WRTH-FB, via news in the British DX Club. There was no reference to Channel 292, he says, so probably a genuine one this time. A test transmission for Africa, Middle East, and Europe on Thursday, August 23rd. 11550 at 16 to 1615 and 1930 to 1945 UT. And on 9320 at 1630 to 17 and 19 to 1915. Non-stop music only, monitoring observations, in particular from Africa, would be highly appreciated. Harald Kuhl in Germany, however, says this may be just for collecting email addresses for the next shortwave-related spam. The propagation outlook from Boulder, geomagnetic field activity expected to be unsettled to active August 20th to 25th, September 3rd, 4th, 7th, and 11th to 15th, with a chance for G1 minor geomagnetic storm levels August 20th and 21st, when Ann Candace's were to peak at 20 and 4. The other peaks, 12 and 4 on September 3rd, 15 and 4 September 11th and 12th. Solar flux incredibly low at 66 from August 24th to September 5th and creeping up to 68 by September 11th. And that's World of Radio, 1944. Glenn Hauser, hoping you found the program informative and will make a point of hearing me again next week.